And now, the US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Shop online at petersofkensington.com.au.
Harley Carnsey joins us. Martin Luther King Jr. Day. It's supposed to be a day of reflection about what a great man he was. It's just turned into a political bun fight, Harley.
Well, it has. I mean, it's a federal holiday in honor of Martin Luther King Jr., his leadership, the civil rights movement of the 60s helped transform America, helped deliver us out of institutionalized racism the way it was in this country. Today, though, it is a whole lot less about King and his legacy and a whole lot more about, in this case, how Democrats who want to be president can use it for their own benefit. We got a whole bunch of Democrats who are out there on the campaign trail. There would be Republicans if it was their opportunity, but right now the only Republican who would be out there would be Trump, and he has his own business. So, Senator Kamala Harris is from California. She had launched her presidential campaign today. Cory Booker of New Jersey, Bernie Sanders of Vermont, former Vice President Joe Biden, billionaire, former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg, Elizabeth Warren, Massachusetts, Kirsten Gillibrand of New York, all of them out there campaigning today, trying to get the world to say, you know, look at me. I want to run for president. I want you to remember who I am. It's very early in the process, but there are at least 20 Democrats who want to be president, and they're all vying for attention today.
Yeah, it seems a bit disrespectful to me. On Donald Trump, the president, he's compromised again on the wall.
Well, you know, he keeps offering these compromised positions, and the Democrats are saying nothing doing. They don't want to meet him at the conference table. They don't want to negotiate with him. They simply are saying no wall, no deal. The Democrats had said what they wanted, and they made a proposal, and there was bipartisan support for it, and the president now says, I'll give it to you. Democrats once had said the so-called Bridge Act was urgently needed. Now President Trump has offered essentially the same thing as part of his compromise to reopen the government, but he also wants money for the wall. And the Democrats are saying nothing doing.
What's this 12-year-old boy in Massachusetts fighting hunger?
Yeah, his name is Liam Hannon. He's only 12, and he's making a big difference for people who are hungry. Liam's Lunches of Love, something he decided to do. He said, I want to feed some homeless people in Cambridge, Massachusetts. So he started handing out lunches on paper bags, and he'd make a little note on the paper bag, maybe make a little drawing. The word got out there. He handed out 2,000 lunches on his own, but now it's many, many more than that because they did a GoFundMe page. People, donated money, about $44,000.
What a great little man he is. What a fantastic thing for him to do. Thanks, Harley. Talk to you tomorrow.